Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. Chip's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group. He's the author of something under 100 books, which are sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including Managers as Mentors. I think that's his new one. He's so prolific, folks, I can't keep up. Wired and Dangerous is another one, and then, and of course, Take Their Breath Away is all about loving up our customers, and he's our good friend, Chip Bell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. Now, Managers as Mentors, is that the new one?
No, the new one is the 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the new one.
I have my beautiful hard copy of Take Their Breath Away that I still hold on to. I love that book.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. I do too. I'm real proud of how that turned out.
Yep. So, oh yeah, that's right. The 9.5 Principles. I remember that one.
And, right.
You can always tell the really good ones. For some reason, people know that I have a library here in my office and studio, and so they wander in. And people I know wander in and they wander out, and I don't know what they've got under their shirt or whatever. I think somebody's walked off. I think somebody's walked off with my 9.5 copies.
My goodness! I gotta have it. I gotta send you another.
Send me another one. Hey, Chip. One of the things that I love to talk about. And that I like to, and one of the ways I like to say it is about taking care of customers. I consider myself to be, of all the things that I think I'm really good at, I think I'm really good at taking care of customers. And one of the reasons I do that, I am, is because I do what I call loving them up. I love my customers up. When I get through with them, they're so dizzy with affection, they don't know what to do. But some customers just aren't lovable, are they?
Well, some of them, my mamas didn't raise them very well, did they? Well, they got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah.
Some of them are more difficult than others, that's for sure.
How do we do about those guys?
Well, I think we start with the principle, and it's always important to start with, okay, where do I stand like you stand with customers, and how do I feel about customers in general? And I remember Stu Leonard always said, you know, a customer's always right. And we all know customers aren't always right. We're customers. Sometimes we're wrong. But I think our job is to remember they're always the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the reason for your bottom line. And our job is to do our very best to make them feel right. We can't always do that. And what we're going to get to talk about is what happens when I reach that point when I've done all I can and I've done my very best to make them feel right, and they still don't want to work with me on it. They still are angry or difficult, and so where do you draw the line? How do you deal with that? And I think it's a good focus. So it starts to me with making a decision about have you drawn that line? Is that a place? And beginning to look at, so is this the place where I need to fire a customer? And, mm-hmm. and I think there are times where wisdom says, I need to fire the customer. And to me, there are three reasons to fire a customer.
Can I stop you before you say that?
Yes, sir.
Before we get to that point, isn't one of the things we need to do is to say, okay, is there something I've done to make this customer this way?
And if that's
one of your three, let me stop and I'll let you keep going.
I think it is. I think we start with looking in before we look out.
Okay. All right. Well, keep going then.
Yeah, we got to look in.
I want to make sure we cover that because one thing I found, you and I both know that if a business has really done a great job and really tried to do a good job and they mess up horribly, you and I are going to give them some credit for that before we get turn into an ugly system. So go ahead.
Absolutely. We all know customer complaints are gold. You know, they are absolute gold. And sometimes there's great insight we can gain from learning the customer's perspective. There are lessons we can learn from hearing them out. Great recovery is all about listening and learning as you try to find a good solution for how do I deal with this situation where the customer is now disappointed. And there is a lot of learning in that for us. And so I think we always start by saying, I'm going to look in before I look out. Is there something about what I've done that has contributed to this customer's upsetness that I can fix, that I can change? And that takes us into great recovery. And sometimes, you know, I always enjoy that adage, customers don't expect you to be perfect. They know service is delivered to humans and the air is human, but they do expect us to care. And so what separates the winners from the also-rans is how we demonstrate that care when things go wrong.
Well, so I think one of my mentors, and you've heard this before, Chip, probably, one of my mentors used to say, adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. And so when you mess up, the question is not whether this is a character building moment. It's whether your character is being revealed, and it may not be good character if you don't handle it the right way. And customers have a big old megawatt antenna that picks up on that, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. And now today, obviously with social media, they have a way to take that beacon and shine it on lots and lots of people.
So what are you got another one or two?
I say that's the first thing. Look in before you look out. I think that the next thing is I need to make sure that I am doing the best I can to take care of my people. And I will give you a quick example. I watched Bill Marriott kick a guest out of the hotel.
Wow.
I was at the JW Marriott in Washington, D.C., and I'm in the lobby, and I saw this man come across the lobby there, and you could tell he was not. And I realized immediately it was Bill Marriott because I see his picture with his daddy all the time in the lobby. And so he walked up to this man who was berating the front desk clerk and using lots of bad words.
Right.
And he said, "You will leave my hotel now, or I'll call security." And the guy turned around and said, "Who are you?" And he said, "My name's on the door." And so, to me, that was a great lesson to say.
Absolutely.
There are times at which
you got to take care of your people. Chip, hold on to that thought.
Take
a quick break. Right back with Chip Bell. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.